Andrea Roberts teaches urban planning at Texas A&M University in College Station. She began the Texas Freedom Colonies Project during her doctoral studies at the University of Texas.
So when we're talking about freedom colonies, we're talking about any places in which clusters of African-American landowners intentionally came together and formed community, usually with an anchor site.
Roberts says anchor sites were at the core of life in these settlements.
That's a building or institution at the center of the community, which might be a school or a church. And sometimes all that remains of these places now are cemeteries.
She says these settlements were designed to exist apart from a state dominated by people hostile to African Americans.
Freedom colonies are really inclusive of these intentional black communities, not where people were pushed, not where they had to live by default because no one else wanted to live there necessarily, but where black people intentionally engaged in what we call now placemaking.
Most of the communities were built in rural areas, running up and down the Texas Gulf Coast and into the Piney Woods. Others hugged what was at the time the outer rim of cities like Houston, Austin, and San Antonio. Roberts has mapped 55 black settlements that once existed in Texas. Researchers like her have documented 557 communities that existed throughout 90 years of Texas history.
So even though, rightly so, that often all that is left is a cemetery, or all that is left is an old Rosenwald school, for example, very often there are churches nearby where there are clusters, three or four different freedom colonies, six different freedom colonies, that all return every year. And so this is not, oh, this was a, you know, forgotten ghost town and the story's over.
In fact, in many cases, that story is just beginning. Everett Fly is a San Antonio landscape architect working with the San Antonio African American Community Archives and Museum. He has researched historic black settlements throughout the United States since the 1970s, and his work has recovered the stories of at least a dozen black settlements in San Antonio. Fly is up early with work crews to clear brush from the Hockley Family Cemetery, an abandoned site connecting three freedom colonies on San Antonio's west side.
There's a post, and there's a post, mm-hmm. And when you measure, it's 13 feet apart. And that's just the right width to get a wagon through or a truck through. My theory is that this is the original gate.
The cemetery is located down a narrow alleyway between a row of homes and an elementary school.
Using my kind of field experience from a cemetery, I said, there's got to be a boundary, fence posts, etc., and markers. But we know the markers or the headstones that were known have been vandalized. And so when we started, you couldn't even walk in this far into the cemetery.
Fly has sifted through historic land deeds, spoken with families, and studied the physical markers at the site. He is sure this is the Hockley Family Cemetery, a touchstone for many freedom colonists from the late 1800s through the early 1900s. The cemetery itself is roughly the size of a football field. So far, he and his crew have marked the grounds with over 160 flags locating possible grave sites. He is working with researchers from the Center for Archaeological Research at the University of Texas at San Antonio.
When UTSA comes out, they will take notes and make a catalog of every flag, what was there, what they saw, etc. And then they'll take photographs, they'll go back to their lab and analyze and interpret what we call the physical artifacts.
Fly says the team at UTSA will then use ground-penetrating radar to locate those remains. Roberts hopes her research will inspire young people to learn more about freedom colonies in Texas. She also wants them to appreciate their responsibilities to their own cultural history.
And so it's my intention in studying these places not to study them as some romantic idea in the past, but to talk about our accountability to these communities in the present.
Roberts says, in 2017, Hurricane Harvey ravaged southeast Texas with floods and high winds, and many freedom colonies in the region did not escape the storm's devastating power.
Nearly half of all of the known freedom colonies that we have on our list of 557 place names, nearly half of those are in areas that were impacted by Hurricane Harvey.
She hopes local and state leaders evaluating how to protect the region's vulnerable communities will keep freedom colonies high on their list of priorities.
And so as we look forward and we think about these recovery processes, community planning processes, freedom colonies, the stories of them in the past, their existence in the present need to be at the forefront of all disaster recovery planning and all community-based planning and revitalization.
The Freedom Colonies represented an overall attempt to build a better Texas for future generations. Roberts hopes today's Texans will understand how these recovered communities help complete the story of their past. But she also hopes the colonies remind them they too have the responsibility and the power to build better communities for today's African Americans and for those who follow them. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.